Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Siyabonga ukuthi nawe ungene uzohlanganyela nathi lapho sicwila ezwini kuzo kuyoshaya u 5 o'clock. Kwamanje isikhathi sethi 29 after 3 njoba ngithembisile ukuthi ngino nginosisi lana unomagugu damba. Sawubona sisi.
Yebo sisibahle
njani ngiyabulisa
kubaphula phuli
prayer
this afternoon.
Amen, amen, amen. Siyabonga nje ukuthi usiphe isikhathi sakho. Sizohlanganyela nawe siphinde sizwe nale testimony onamandla. Uyazi nje uNkulunkulu kunala asithatha khona bese usibeka kwenye indawo and ezinye izinto uma zenzeki lapho sifunda khona noma uthola ukuthi sisondelana kakhulu manje noNkulunkulu and then uma usondelane naye kusho ukuthi nobudlelwane bakho naye byakhula and then uma bukhula njalo kubalula ukumuzwa uma ekhuluma nawe noma egiyala. So sis nomagugu ngaphambi kokuthi singene kakhulu kule testimony osiphathele yona today mhlawumbe uqale ngokubingelela ekhaya and then bese usibekela nje isithombe ukuthi ungubani unomagugu.
Amen. Ndiyabulisa mem ndiyabulisa kubaphulaphuli nje ngoba bese sibulisile ngelihle igama lomsebenzi wethu uYesu Kristu inkosi yethu. Amen. Unomagugu yintombazana yokuqala kuma wakhe. I come from a family of six. Sisiyeke by five abaphilayo. Ndikhuliswa nje emakhaya ngugogo ngoba umake ebesebenza etawni, uma ebephila impilo yasedolobheni engumuntu esimbona nje isikolo mazivaliwe or sometimes xa kunama holidays. So ndikhulele esandleni esihle sikagogo ngoba ugogo lo ebengumama omthandayo uThixo. We never missed inkonzo, we never missed ukuthandaza, we never missed ubukhona bukaThixo because sasihleli nomama obesithanda kakhulu. Sakhula ke ugogo engumama wethu.
Oh wow, yes abogogo. Abogogo nje uyazi uma uyingani ne and then kukhona nje abogogo abangathanda uyazi ukuthi bebaba bebaqinisa nje isandla baqinisa ne discipline yabo and mo ingani awu understand ngaleso sikhathi uthatha ukuthi hayi man uyazi ugogo ngasho nje ukuthi bebane tough love ithingiyibize njalo if ungangivumela ngalokho but engikuthandayo ukuthi lapho sikhula khona siyaqaphela ukuthi hayi man bekangisiza ugogo bona kwamanje ngiyintomazane kwazi ukuthi ikline ngiyintomazana eyazi ukuthi akumele mhlambe ngihambe ebusuku yabana nje zonke lezi zinto abogogo ababe ngasifuni and definitely sure I know nanoma kuwukuthi yebo uthando bolubona but i tough love yona beyikhona
ibikhona i tough love
ngoba
ngithi I am the first girl child.
Yeah.
And that was expected from me to, like amaduties asendlini kubana ndipheke ngiseshe ngikhaliphe ngikline ngikhamanzi ngenze lokhu nabiya and there was a lot of responsibility ngoba la abaza emva kwami kumele nibabhekele njengama young sisters so ndafunda ukukhetha kusese early futhi ndakuthanda ndafunda ukuba ngisisi nje uklini ozithandayo kusese early ndakuthanda nakhona so really ikhona le misebenzi ekagogo engiyibonga yona namhlanje ehlangana nokwazana noNkulunkulu ngoba ngimo wayendihlalisa phansi athi funda iBhayibheli ithi namhlanje and she will try to break it ngendlela uThixo owayemsiza ngayo ukuthi asikhulise ngelizwi lakhe.
Amen, amen. Manje ke asi fast forward sibuke lo nomagugu okuwukuthi manje ungena estageni sobumama so lapho ongathi nje sobusisi impilo yakho iye yaguquka yaba impilo enjani?
Yaguquka mem impilo yami ngoba kwase kumele ndiyofunda at boarding school, but before ndiyofunda at boarding school ngokukhula kwami njengentombazana bese kukho indlela ehlukumezayo apha within the family or the relatives or the close people bese kukho ngoku abantu like ndahlaselwa ndanukubezwa so ndaqhitha kuloo trauma but still noba ndandi-close to my grandmother I could not tell her ukubana kunento enje I have been touched ngendlela engayisiyiyo and that happened when I was about to leave for boarding school so ndahluleka ndi-divided ukubana ndizoyithetha nini le nto ndizoyithetha ma ndibuya izikolo zivaliwe or ndizokhuluma kanjani ndizoyibeka kanjani le nto kugogo ndahamba nayo esikolweni so I took that burden as a young girl of the age of 13 ndahamba nayo loo nto yokubana ndibuhlungu sendithintiwe ndiyintombazanana and andikwazi ukuthetha so yafika esikolweni ya-affecta i-performance nama-results ndavele ndahlala ke ngoku ndaba ngumntana o-closed ongasafumani ukubana abe nabangani okanye akhululeke njengabantwana bonke that changed my life and little did I understand ukuba ukungayikhulumi kwam for the longest time izoya iye imhlukumeze so kwenzeka even a years later ngibuye ekhaya ndigoduke ndiye esikolweni to the completion of my high school ndihluleke uyikhuluma nendaba kuye yena ugogo ngoba she was one person owaye close to me ndade ndangena ecollege andikwazi uyithetha le ndaba ndade ndazifumana ukubana sekulixesha lam lokuba yintombazana sengiyaselwa manje sengikhulile ndazifumana ndirejecta abantu abangootata ndingabafuni empilweni yam to a point yokubana ndiye ndangathi sendikhulile sendine-20 iminyaka yam I think I was around 20 when I met my ex-husband sendibona ngokubana ndinamahloni iintanga zam ziyashada iintanga zam ziphila impilo yazo and mna ngathi ndiyashiyeka ingathi there is a problem ingathi people are now going to discover the real me because ingathi umna ndim lo one-problem ingathi analo uthando so nam I needed to fit in kule-age group ehambileyo oontanga bam sebesemizini babo so nam I need to have my own home then that's when everything got messed up
yaba messed up ngendlela enjani?
Ngendlela yokubana ke mem sendifumana umtshato. So xa ndifumana umtshato, remember the burden that I never spoke about to anyone, that I never yet said with anyone. So xa ndifika kulotata, ndifika ndivele nam ndinayo eyam i-problem. Eya rejection ndinayo eyam iproblem eyokufila insecure ndinayo eyam iproblem eyokufila unloved so and I did not invest time kule relationship yam ukubana njengoba ndisiya emtshatweni ndizawufike ndiya emntwini onjani emntwini esingabe sinezinto ezimatching ukubana singahlala sakhe umzi ingabe ngumntu ondithandayo ngokwempela na andizange ndijonge ama-qualities wale ndoda but ndajonga ukubana I need to fit in so that nam I'll be called njengomntu otshatileyo little did I understand ukubana ndandizimosha so that's how I messed or that's how everything got messed up for me because indeed, I got ama challenges that even you remember the premarital counseling that we do, they were not tackled. Those issues, they were not spoken about because now I never brought them forward. So, and prior to premarital counseling, kuthethwa ngezinto ezibonakala zizinhle ngomthato kuthethwa ngecompatibility kuthethwa ngendlela yoku raise abantwana bakho as a mother or as a father nokubana nijongephi as this young family ezoqala so kuthethwa ngezinto ezibonakala zingama possibilities izinto ezingena ma failures izinto ezingazange zindi prepare for anything that can disturb impilo yami so
yeah
so ndasumana ke sendiphila ngingumuntu unhappy kule marriage because sendifumana izinto ezindi drainayo spiritually emotionally and physically so that's when ke ngoku nda realize bana no nam ibivele ikhona iissue endingazange ndathetha ngayo but nalapha kulomtshato ngoku kunama challenges wawo that are bigger or that I found them to be bigger than the actual issue now endandivele ndinayo
ngoba isimo ukuthi uye wabhekana naso and isimo lesi owafunda kusona so uma mhlawumbe unga-advisor abantu abasebancane laba bayilungiselela ukungena emshadweni o basacabanga ukungena emshadweni ungathini kubona mhlawumbe from your mistakes or from lokho okufundile kuyo marriage
all right ma'am if ubungangivumela ma'am bahle ndingene deeper a bit so that
yeah.
I'll come to the counseling part.
Mm-hmm.
So the major challenge, people might miss the major challenge that I had in certain one than the Fumana is still dead. Man kulelwe at 5 months, 5.5, 6 months, I will have a miscarriage. Fumana is still dead. That happened 3 times. 3 times in 7 years. So it was something draining emotionally and physically, mentally. There was no stability in ngempilo yam at all because I was not getting counseling that was relevant to the problems or to the issues that I was challenged with at the time. Yebo, ngiyaye enkonzweni, yebo, ngiyathandaza, yebo, ngisindisiwe, but angimfumani lo mngani ofikayo empilweni yami angitshele or angi-advise ngendlela irrelevant ukubana ke ngoku uThixo xa efike ndaphatheka kanje empilweni yokuba ngumuntu ongumama ingane angiziphathi kwenzekani ngoba amagama seqala yavela nasemzini amagama aqala yavela kuma colleagues nakweyakho ifamily i-support system yakho now actually iya drift away abantu abasakuthembi ukuba ingabe vele une-challenge or wena uyi-problem ngokwakho ngoba abantu ndandibona ingathi ku-experiences endiba nazo nge-issues zama-miscarriages zazingathi ndim lo endifuna ukuba ne-miscarriage because some people would be like, are you praying enough? But do you really love God?
Fish.
Oh, but... Are you eating healthy? Are you resting? We have nagadela kahle. And I was left hanging in the balance. This was one. Kanti umuntu xa ezithanda uthanda kanjani? Kanti umuntu uma ethandaza uthandaza kanjani? Kanti xa kuthiwa ndiziphatha kanjani kumele ndiziphathe kanjani because I did not get umuntu ofikileyo kule ndawo endikuyo. Pain. I am not getting a relevant mother or sister or on the advisor ngalendo endikuyo. So I kept losing friends and relatives. And every time ndililolo, I was left alone every time in my pain up to a point of my husband divorcing me.
Sure. So it was a double pain. Ngapha your husband uyak divorce ngapha you lost abantwana ngapha abantu you know bayakondema yes
there is a medical report now that wants you to rest, that wants you to eat healthy, that wants you to tolerate, and you don't know how. So you look into yourself now, uzibone ukubana you are a failure in all the aspects of life. Remember that uma sengikhulelwe angisakhona ukusebenza umsebenzi ongiholelayo. I have to leave my job so that I take care of this pregnant. So uma ngihleli, ngihleli ndindodwa, ngihleli ndilonely, but lento ibizwa ngoba yi-bed rest, and I really never found any bed rest in those pregnancies. Because in the baby na rest, ingqondo yam ibihleli ikhuluma lento ethi vele ngizofaila. Because everyone sees me as a failure. Ngoba I have nothing tangible that is coming to me for me to celebrate as a child of God. Most importantly, because ngiyathandaza ngiyaziwa ukubana ngingumntu kaNkulunkulu futhi ngiyamthanda uNkulunkulu, but kunalezi zinto ezingabambeki that make me to be relevant ukuba ngibize njengomntu kaNkulunkulu. So I realized ukuthi abantu babendibona ingathi ukungabambi kwami abantwana, ukungabambi kwami umshado, umsebenzi, i-health yam, ukungazinakekeli kwami, zonke ezi zinto ezi, they were all my fault. So I found myself very lonely. And the lonely ndisenkonzweni ndiyakhonza, the lonely ndisemphakathini ku-community abangibonayo ngiyaphuma ngiyangena esibhedlela ngiyajika ekhaya anginayo ingane, the lonely kuyenzeka nginabo abazali baze badlule nasemhlabeni, but angimtholi lo muntu oze afike kum athi masiyibambe lento, siyibambe kanje, lean on me and understand ukuthi mhlambe nami ndedlule kuzo ezinto ezi or ndiphakathi kwazo ezinto ezi. I really did not have a friend ebengambamba esandleni, ndazi ukuba xa ngifuna ukukhala ngiyokhala kuye.
Sure. Yeah, ibhlungu kakhulu ngoba you know uma upregnant you expect ukuthi ngenyanga yesi-9 ingane ise uyiphethe ezandleni zakho, you know uyancelisa, uyabonda nayo ingane, kodwa iba painful ukuthi umthwele lo mntwana kodwa ekugcineni kosuku akekho. Very painful. Yeah.
Remember the most pain was that maso ufike I 5 months so uyabonakala kubana ukhulele.
Yes, yeah.
So uqala nawe uyalingeka kungena emashopu uyobuza abantwana into ongazithenga and all that, ubona ngene 6 months nawe uthi expectations zakho as an expecting mother yakhula and ukufumane ukubana umntwana awusamphathi and lento yenzakali kanye but three.
So emveni kwayo yonke le challenge wabhekana nayo empilweni, kwamanje ukuphi unomagogo?
Kwenzeka ke mem ukubana ndidlule kulo pain, ngimdlula nzima, ndidlula nginemibuzo eminzi kuJehova and ndamcela uJehova ukuthi andifundise ukuxola and andakhe ngokwelizwi lakhe. So the book like Mark 11:23 that gives i forgiveness enye isignificance empilweni yami was and mani suke nithandaza nikholelwa ukuthi nikutholile nizokuthola and mani suke nithandaza kukhona eningavani nabo nibaxolele khona ukuze ubawo semazulini anixolele. Those are the verses that pulled me through. Second Corinthians 7, incwadi kaMpostoli Paulos ma elilela ukuthi uJehova amphilise ukutsoni eyayimphethe and impendulo kaJehova mayisithi, my grace is sufficient. That led me to understand ukubana uJehova uyakhonzeka izinto endizililela kuye ndingaziphathanga uJehova uyakhonzeka and impilo will certainly move on so apho endikhoyo ngoku ndijonge ekuzukiseni nabanye omama ngoba I am now a mother I am a mother of one uJehova wandenzela ukuthi masengibe kulomthato ngimfumane umntwana ekumtholeni kwami lomntwana ndayibona impilo endiyiphilileyo kubana bakhona omama endibashiyayo my young sisters somewhere angibazi angakahlangani nabo but this has to be relevant to one or two women out there ukuthi ngikhulume ngale ndaba ngingathuli ngecounseling ngingathuli ngokuthandaza ndibathandazise ndingathuli ngokuthi ndilapha ndingumama who lost so many things yazi nema usiya divorce uluza indlu luze nani zonke izinto eziyahamba but impilo uJehova akuphe amandla amatha wokuqala phansi akuphe aze akuphe nesipho somntwana esenasendisazi ukuthi umna sengikhohliwa samthandazela umntwana sengimcelile uJehova ukuthi impilo yami mayiqhube noba umntwana engekho ngoba ngibhekele elizwini lakhe if you get example ka Luke 2:36 umama the prophet called Anna incwadi engcwele ithi wahlala etempileni kaJehova until she was around 84 engazange abe nabo abantwana and nomyeni engasenaye but wahlala etempileni kaJehova praying fasting day and night akazange asuke kuJehova so ndakholelwa ukuthi zikhona zingekho lezi zinto uJehova yena akumelanga nisuke kuye but ndakholelwa ukuthi izinto ziyabahlupha abanye abezemva kwami so I must reach out to say phakama ke mfazi let's do this girl talk program masikhulume ngazo whether urachiwe uabusiwe physically or mentally or emotionally masikhulume ngalezi ndaba because wena if you have survived and you are not ready to talk umuntu oza emva kwakho akasoze alithole ukusiza so wena if you have survived and you still have ama fears I am saying I understand your pain I went through that I will not change it I bear a witness ukuthi inhlungu yakho inhlungu ekhona
yeah
so the reality is now of going forward ukuthi ngithi phakama mfazi masikhulume ngendaba zethu masiphakamisane masakhane ukuze uJehova asiphe amandla ukuze le community yabantu abangathi abaziphathi izinto ezibambekayo nayo iphile emandleni kaJehova
Amen. Yo, what a powerful testimony sis Nomagugu. It is starting JK Felncane. Sizobuya futhi emveni kwalokho. Uma ulapha ekhaya ulalele le testimony and mhlawumbe uya relate kuyona or nombuzo or mhlawumbe une comment ungashayela ucingo ku 0123341322 unga WhatsApp na ku 0826572729 noma u SMS ku 37871 ya itisikijimele ngala uma ngibuya zivuliwe incingo noma ke ungathumela nge WhatsApp ya kuleyo number 0826572729
It is testimony time
0123341322 khuluma la no sis Nomagugu Damba uma ke unombuzo for yena o une comment ngathi kunamanye ama platform esingazwakali kuona sis Nomagugu ngiyaxolisa uma mhlambe kunabantu abashoyo ukuthi hey phela besilindile sifuna ukulalela your testimony kodwa sikwazanga ukuthi silalela ingakho mhlezi ngiqhuquzela abantu ukuthi stand by sakho if ulalela ku radio or ulalela ku DSTV stand by sakho akube i radio pulpit app ngoba efonini ungakwazi ukuthi ulalele ya ulalele online noma ke o live stream ku www.radiopulpit.co.za yasi kanye nosisi Nomagogo Damba une ministry yabantu besimame njoba echaza ukuthi uthanda ukuthi abasize abanye bomama asize futhi ne girl child ngoba uyazi ukuthi kubhlungu kanjani and ne challenge ebakhona ungumuntu wesimama uthola ukuthi uyahlukunyezwa sesemncane and uthola ukuthi uyangena emshadweni nalapho uyahlukunyezwa so khuluma nathi mhlambe udinga nawe i-advice ukuthi undlule kulobu bhlungu njoba esho ukuthi kule ministry yabo bayathanda ukuthi ke basize nje wonke umuntu wesimame 0123341322 ungangena na ku 0826572729 lapho ke thumela e voice note esis noma gugu kukhona mhlambe okunye engikushile la okubalekile
okubalulekile yena ukubana abantu basifunde ukuhlala kuThixo ngendlela irelevant.
Yeah.
So endayifumanayo ukubana iBhayibhile njengoba inkulu kangaka kunalama teachings esiwafumana on daily basis mhlambe ezinkonzweni zethu ngokwahluka kwazo but indlela irelevant ithi wena uzifundele wena uzinxanelwelwe uThixo wakho khona ukuze ufumane the comfort that is relevant to you so mina into endayicelayo kuJehova ukuthi mangibheke abomama ngokwaseBhayibhelini ukubana baphile kanjani bakhona na omama abadlule kunento endidlule kuyo khona ukuze ngithole amandla because lento eyokuthi abantu siyakhonza siyakholwa ukuthi uYesu Christ iNkosi nomfundisi but ufumanise ukuthi impilo yethu isemva impilo yethu ayibonisi lokho ingoba sithanda ukulandela ukubana abafundisi bathini abashumayeli bathini abanye abantu bathini ngoJehova but thina masi funela yena nguye osipha amandla nguye osipha nama revelations asukile asakhayo so into ebalulekileyo kakhulu ukuthi masakheke kuThixo ngokuthi yena usakha ngokwakhe ngokamoya engcwele hayi uba abanye abantu bafisa ukuthi thina sakheke kanjani because that's where I miss the point of heaven friends yeah. And be relevant.
Mm.
Remember now ukuthi into awuyiphathi you lose confidence.
Yeah.
You lose hope. You lose ukuba nguwena umvile umama ngemotivation esithi zithande. So
yeah.
If uzithanda kwami I did not understand kubana kuthethe ukugeza ngibe muhle kuko ukuzithanda in lame understanding abantu abakwaziyo but ukuzithanda bokuthi izinto ezithile azisa achiveki empilweni yakho how do you go back to loving yourself how do you go back to picking up yourself abantu abakhulumi ngazo and azikho disposable azikho at our disposal ukubana sakheke sikhule because like I spoke about my marriage issues ukuthi umntwana mengasaveli naleyo ndoda yakushiya ngoba vele yena ukutshelwe ukuthi uyokwakha umuzi yovusa umuzi kayise so makungasekho ngane akayiboni irelevance yokuthi ahlale nawe akunyamezele for 10 years so izinto mase zingasenzeki uzithanda kanjani kulapho esinisa khona ipoint eyokuzithanda because we always want to belong somewhere we always want to be accepted so izinto ezenza sibe accepted ku society at large izinto izinto abazibona ngamehlo but aba abanjengomama uAna lo engikhulume ngaye Elia okuhlala etempileni day and night ethandaza efasta in prayer ababonakali irelevance yabo kule society esikuyo abavakali ungakhuluma ngomama uRuth eBhayibhelini owabonakala ebekezela umshado beyond ukuphila komyeni wakhe and ndiyithanda kakhulu uRuth 2 because uthi masefikile nomama uNaomi sebefike emzini wakubo kamama uNaomi bangasena kudla uyabona ukuthi umele bayoqalipilo phansi yena uRuth ngokuthobeka kwakhe ngeobedience yakhe uthi kunina zala let me allow me to go and dream. So abantu lempilo yokuxosha phansi eyokuqala phansi abayazi impilo yokubekezela abayifundiswanga ngoba ukubekezela kwakhona kuba ngathi yinto nje eyenzeyo.
Ngicela ukubamba kancane kunomlaleli la elayinini. Sawubona dumelo semoyeni.
Afternoon bahle noma manjani.
Siyaphila wena njani ma?
Ngikhona kulima na masichaba.
Hey, sis masichaba.
Ngiyenze sis.
Ngiyaphila.
Ngikhona. What a powerful testimony. I'm so moved by testimony ka mama. Hello.
Yeah, ulalela.
Oh, yithi I'm so moved.
Yes.
Yeah, in testimony ka mama ne.
You
know thina bo mama singile izintweni. And you become moved more as a woman, your mama, obviously. There are people who have experienced the pain that I know. And what I'm grateful for, obviously, oh mama, she has got a healing step for abanye abantu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm saying, go yeah, keep up the good work. Because I realize that abantu abaningi balimele. And abantu abaningi balimele nabasha mele bazi ukuthi if they take the journey your commitment kumele bame kanjani because ulisha lethu now fleeting athi sebayazilahlela ukuthi as long as nani ngiyitholile I'll be counted in and it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
Yonke into ihlela uJehova ngesikhathi sakhe.
Amen.
You have to wait patiently. Don't rush things. If you are still young, wait patiently kuNkulunkulu. Isikhathi sakaNkulunkulu. Never say to yourself, I'm 30, I'm 35, I'm this age. You just hold on kuNkulunkulu. Uhlale kuqiniso. Isikhathi sakhe. And uyabhadala uNkulunkulu mawuhlezi ukuqiniso kuye.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. Because if uyenza izinto nje haphazardly, uzogcina so pick up something that is not for you. And phambili izokulimaza.
True.
Yeah, so mama, I'm so blessed to hear your testimony. Because I once experienced the pain, but nani saying duduza abanye. But mina my testimony iye yaba nobuhle futhi, yabona? And now angifuni ukubona omunye umuntu experience the pain that thina abo mama we went through.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I am a living testimony. But angifuni ukubona omunye umuntu akhubazeka ngendlela ye mistake ayenzayo. The minute you saw a mistake, help somebody and say, you know what, open your eyes. Hlala kuNkulunkulu. This is the right way to take your journey, yabona? Yeah, then I think it's all right, Bahle, and
amen.
I'm like, keep up the good work, mommy. Keep up the good work. I'm so blessed to hear you, and I'm like, I know, Nyasha, let me just give a call and help other people.
Thank you so much, sis Maschaba. I mean, ngiyazi. Ukuthi ya ubuya kuphi so uyazi kuhle ukuthi uma ubhekane nesimo ukuthi uyazi ukuthi abanye abantu besimame babhekane naso bese u create that safe space for bona ukuthi bazi ukuthi uthing osimasichaba ukhona usesinomagugu abantu okuthi bandlula kulesi simo so uma ngiza kuye ngikhala uya understanda ukuthi ngikhuluma ngani.
Exactly.
Amen.
And one another thing that I want to hit. Thina abo mama kumele nathi si introspect ukuthi where did we make the mistake. Singalinya all the time sikhomba umunye kubo baba.
Yeah.
Abo baba nabo yes they've got their own mistake. Nathi we need to check ourselves.
Yeah.
If you want to take a right route, kala ngawe uzibheke ukuthi ngana sokukhathi ngangimela kanjani nelibonga kakhulu kakhulu enkosini
yeah
you have never uhlanganele nabanye bomama abakhulise then masondle lezinto and can you realize which you what marnani ngayi wrong here yabona
yeah
and by so doing that uNkulunkulu ya repent kuye and ukupha okuhle ngoba uqale ngayo ukuthi ubheke na ukuthi wawume kanjani
amen wow
I think angikhubazi ngikhuluma iqiniso amen
that's powerful thank you so much Sister Shaba for your contribution God bless you
thank you so much keep on leaders
amen yeah ethi silalele la i voice note asilalele masinya la i voice note sizokuthuthina mama
Sanibonani bomama nanjani?
Siyaphila.
Yizindabeni ebhlungu. Umeru khuluma la e Northwest.
Okay ma.
Into ngifuna ukuchaza ukuthi mina ngadlengulwa.
Eish.
And then kusho ukuthi bengakhulu ukuthi ngizodlengulwa it was afternoon on June. So ngabo 5. Half past 5 amaphoyisa bekaya phansi phezulu and then ngasitshela ukuthi I'm free and covered but ngadlengulwa ngomuntu walamaphoyisa azange ngambone ukuthi ngubani and then nali case yakhona angazi ukuthi yaphelela kuphi so uma ngiye emsebenzini la emsebenzini bangithatha bamikisa kwa doctor safunana ukuthi ngubani loyo zange zathola ukuthi ngubani then this thing inhlala kabuhlungu kulabantu abadlengulileyo and then angikhuli angitholi indawo yokuthi ngichazele abantu ngiyafuna nami ukuthi ngichazele abantu ukuthi kunjani ngizizwa kanjani by the time when I think about this thing iyangiceda ngaphakathi and then ukuthi ikcethe ngaphakathi ngiyakhona ukuthi kwabanye ngikhulume ngayo but sometimes it's hard for me to ngikhulume ngayo ngoba if ukukhula nge something and then ish kubhlungu angikhoni ukuthi ngisho ukuthi ngibe free ngikhulume ngayo
Yeah,
sometimes it hurt.
Yeah.
Iyangibulala ngaphakathi and sometimes when I'm alone I cry. I cry a lot. Ngiyabonga ngizolalela iradio.
Eish. Yo, ibhlungu da indaba kaMa Mary. So sinamagugu. Uyazine. Ngoba isikhathi sisavumi ngicela ukuthi next week siqhubeke ngayo lengxoxo ngicela ukuthi next week siphinde ngiphinde futhi ngikumeme and then siqhubeke ngoba leya kamama ngiyayibona ukuthi isadinga you know ukuthi singene deep kuyona and then nawe as ungumuntu ukuthi udila ngezinto ezifana nalezi and then sizo ukuthi iadvice omnikeza yona iyipi nanokuthi ungamsiza kanjani ukuthi akwazi ukukhuleka akhulume ngayo free ngoba uyasho la ku second message yakhe ukuthi I want to be open to talk about this but ngicabanga ukuthi akakatholi a right platform la angakwazi ukuthi akhulume ngayo kahle akhululeke and then athole a right mhlambe advice you know so ngicela ukuthi siyibekele next week today asibambe la ne
yabonga ma
yes and then mhlambe bakuthola kuphi abanye abangathanda ukuthi bakhulume nawe ngekho la imoyeni
ngiyafumaneka ma'am my cell phone number is 081 024 285
okay ngicela uyiphinde futhi yeah
okay 081 024 285
Okay. Next week ngicela ukuthi ngibe nawe futhi ne ngoba ngiyacabanga ukuthi kusese khona okuningi kumele sikhulume njengoba uzwile umama umama Masitshaba esho ukuthi you know singabantu silimele but inkinga ukuthi ngathi azikho indawo ezi right for abantu ukuthi bakhuleke bakhulume ngalento yazi baba yeah ibuphume lobuphilo yes yes okay siyabonga kakhulu asihlangane futhi next week ne
thank you so much
bless you mama okay
bye
isikhathi ke manje sithi 9 after 2 singena ke ku sisengenile ku the last hour yohlelo sijula eswini ngala kulesi sigaba sizoba ne discussion kanye no Archbishop Magwagwa kanye no Pastor Kenneth Mwale today sizokhuluma nge mental health and Christianity sibuka ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini about mental health nanokuthi singabazalwane o ngithi nje how does Christianity help with mental health sizoyixoxa ke nabafundisi ithi ke ngiba asharelanga lomhlabelelo kaPercy Mthunzi ethi riyafenya
passionate about God passionate about people Radio Pulpit 657 AM your daily companion download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.